Thank you for listening to RGCWV, Random Geek Culture in West Virginia. I am your host, Lou Kersey. I don't know why I'm actually being so much like a three-ring circus guy. What do you call those? Ringmaster, I guess you'd call it. And with me tonight is Alex McLean and Greg Phillips. And so how are you guys doing tonight?
Not too bad.
I'm gonna have to be extra dour to offset Luke's so I'm not doing very good.
Apparently, Sunbeast had the word of the day toilet paper. Dour is the word of the day. So thanks for that, Alex. So tonight
I'm not happy about it.
So tonight we are talking about the recent streaming shows that have been on that have been a little bit polarizing. One is that I wanted to talk about is Rings of Power. I wanted to talk about The House of the Dragon, which I haven't watched, but Greg and Alex have both watched it. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
And Andor, which I've watched. I don't know, Greg, have you watched any of Andor?
Just a few first episodes.
Okay, all right. And I have a lot of friends that have really enjoyed that show. So, you know, I want to talk about it. And then, of course, I also watch She-Hulk. I don't think either Alex or Greg have watched She-Hulk, correct? Okay, yeah. Nope. And that is one that I also want to talk about, because that's also one that's a little polarizing. But it's something that there's a couple issues that I have with these. So anyway, was there one that you guys wanted to start off with?
Pick one.
We were also going to talk about Lord of the Rings, weren't we?
Yeah, Rings of Power. That was the first one I brought. That was the first one I brought up.
Well, I wasn't listening.
Well, I mean, that doesn't really, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me, Alex, at all.
You know, take your pick.
Okay. I kind of want to start this off with talking about Rings of Power. You know, Greg, have you watched Rings of Power?
I watched all of it.
Okay. I know what Alex thinks about it. What did you think about it?
Well, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I do know that there were a lot of people who weren't very happy with it. I think the biggest problem was they only had the rights to appendices, so they made a bunch of stuff up to fill in gaps, and that's where a lot of people, because some people are very, very picky about their Tolkienism, that's where a lot of the unhappiness comes from, is the fill in the blanks they did, because they had a lot of blanks they filled. But overall, I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's where I am too. Overall, I enjoyed it. I can definitely see where there are some points of contention for this. But I also, in my opinion, a bad Tolkien movie or a bad Tolkien show, a bad Tolkien property is still a Tolkien property, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my god.
But I, okay, there are a few things that I can see that people had an issue with. One thing that I really, really had a problem with was how it was finished out with who I was hoping it wasn't going to be. It was, and I'm talking about the Stranger, and it kind of doesn't make a whole lot of sense of who it essentially, who it is without saying who it is. Because in the show, they didn't say who it was, but he said his line.
I don't want to put any spoilers in the podcast, because if you're listening to it, I want you to watch it.
Right.
I want to encourage people to watch it.
Right.
And, revealing the spoilers might, reduce that.
Yeah. And that's why I'm trying to be mm-hmm. vague. Is it coming across? Am I being vague enough?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. But in the other respect, too, there are some decisions that they made in the script as far as, I don't want to say it's a twist without making spoilers, but man, some of the things that I thought that they were going to go in, they went in, and I'm glad that they did. Especially for me as a fan of the series, because I was literally like, no, they're not doing that. They're not doing that. No. And they even told me they're not going to do it. Like in the show, they said, they're not going to do it. This isn't the dude. I'm trying really, really hard, really hard.
I know.
But I mean, all I have to say is for a Tolkien fan, I'm a Tolkien fan. I wouldn't even say I'm an Edge Tolkien fan. I'm a big Tolkien fan, and I enjoyed it. I think I hate to call out some groups, but I almost feel like some people are getting offended not by actual conviction, but by proximity of someone who does have conviction. They heard from some YouTuber that this is horrible and they've ruined the lore, and they didn't actually read the books. And it's like, read the books and make up your own mind.
Right. I really have to wonder, a lot of these critics, oh, they're destroying the lore. You know, how many of y'all read the Silmarillion? Like, any of these critics, how many of y'all read that? You know, I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the imaginary YouTube film critics.
Which, by the way, Greg, did you read the Silmarillion?
Only part of it. I have never finished all of Tolkien.
I've never finished what's the Unwritten Tales?
Yeah, Unwritten Tales.
I've always wanted to, but I've never actually sat down and listened to it, because I listen to my books. I don't read them. I'm a lazy reader.
I loved it. I loved every episode. I loved every character, and I loved everything about it. Like, I really find little to criticize in the show. I think it's great. And yes, I'm a big lore nerd. I've read the Silmarillion and the wikis and all these things. And yes. They are taking a lot of liberties with the lore, but I don't care. And, you know, they're telling a good story now. If I wanted the book read to me, I would listen into an audiobook. And even for that matter, with like changing the story and changing the characters, you know, people getting all mad about that, I hope they haven't watched the Peter Jackson films, because they would hate them.
That's my point.
You know,
that's my, the Peter Jackson films change the lore more than this show. But you know what? The Peter Jackson films are known as one of the greatest book adaptations ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because he took the liberties that needed to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
He changed some parts of the story that just wouldn't have transferred right to theater.
I do think that's something people need to realize, is that book and cinema or TV, they don't always line up, and you have to do some creativity. I don't know if some of Tolkien's works, if you just tried to make them straight without any adaptation whatsoever, how they would really translate to live action. You almost have to adapt them.
Some people would have checked out in the Lord of the Rings movies if they had spent a half hour looking for another white tree. Because there was literally a chapter of the book, which would have equated to like a half hour, of the book of them looking for a white tree to plant back in the city. Like, that just wouldn't have transferred right. It just wouldn't. I mean, perfect example. Okay, I'm going to go on a soapbox here. I have a soapbox too. Okay, I'm gonna go on a thing.
Sorry.
If Greg. They hadn't have changed the Watchmen film, which I like the Watchmen film, and I loved the graphic novel, if they hadn't have changed the Watchmen film to where Mr. Manhattan,
I think he's got his degree.
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan hadn't destroyed the city with a nuclear bomb versus a giant octopus. A giant octopus destroying the city just would not have worked in theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad they made that change. A lot of people didn't like that they made that change, but I'm glad that they did. Now, Alex, you go on your soapbox. Yeah.
You know, it's something, if you've watched the show before, it's something that I'm kind of on about. It's my crusade about media hate. Just unnecessary media hate. It seems like everything these days is like hated, widely criticized online and everything. And of course, we know why hate gets views. You know,
hate gets views.
But I truly, I do believe if the Peter Jackson films were to come out today, if Fellowship were to come out today, I do believe it would be so hated by film critics and YouTube people and whatnot. I think it would be so hated that they would not make a second one. I think that movie would be an absolute failure if it was made today because of everybody hates everything.
And you know what?
Is it not cool to like things anymore?
And that is actually, I think that's a credit to Denis Villeneuve. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. That the fact that the second Dune movie is getting made is really not even surprising. It's just, I think it's a credit to his directorial ability. And all of the actors too. I mean, everybody in the Dune movie was just fantastic. And I'm a huge Dune fan, but that's another good adaptation. I think you guys understand what I'm saying, and I think I'm right, transferring right. It right.
But yeah, I really wish just everything just settle down and just watch the stupid thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now
I agree. You almost fully appreciate that show. I think you have to see it. I think you need to see the whole show to fully judge it.
Now, there's one thing that I was talking to Alex about, and I'm going to bring this up right now. One of the reasons why some people are hating on this, on the Rings of Power movie or show, is the same reason why I'm kind of didn't like Andor. Is it's just sometimes they in Rings of Power, they took forever to get there. They took forever to get there. They spent too much time in Numenor. They spent too much time here and there in the other place. And here's my point. What we're watching for Rings of Power is the Lord of the Rings Extended Edition. I loved the extended edition, but that's because I'm a huge fan. So that means I'm loving every single second of it, because I loved every single second of the extended edition. But it's not for everybody. For some people, it's just the theatrical. And we're going to harp back to this point several times in the podcast. Sometimes some things shouldn't be a full show and should be condensed down to a movie. But it doesn't seem like movies are coming out anymore. When's the last time a movie came out that didn't get destroyed? I mean, yeah, there was Spider-Man. Spider-Man was good. Everybody liked Spider-Man. But then, like, the Doctor Strange movie? Who liked that? I'm not hearing anybody chime up.
You know, I understand why you'd think that way, Luke. Mm. That some things ran slow. I kind of feel like, and there are things they absolutely could have compressed.
Yeah.
Agreed, there are things that they could have cut and compressed and trimmed down and made it run faster. But then sometimes I don't like it whenever a show just jump cuts to the next thing. They never show the characters just, you know, existing.
Yeah.
Just being. And, you know, sometimes it can run too fast. And, too in your face.
And that's fine. And I totally get what you're saying.
There are parts that they can trim.
I agree with you, but I'm saying I'm trying to bring this down to somebody else that's watching this and right. going, okay, well, they need to bring this back. Because if I'm thinking about that about another show, I know that somebody's thinking about that about my show. So.
Yeah, I see that.
So I'm just trying to, trying to relate. I'm trying to see from all angles. Okay. Can we move on from Can we move on from Rings of Power? Let's talk about House of the Dragon. So I haven't watched it, so one of you guys go. If you want to, you can rock paper scissors for it.
I really enjoyed it. I know not everyone did, but for me it was more reminiscent of when Game of Thrones was better, not like Game of Thrones at the end, but Game of Thrones towards the beginning. I really liked it. Everyone has their opinion. I'm not seeing some of the reasons for the hate. Like I'm not seeing them, but I had a really good time watching myself. There were some parts, just like with Rings of Power, that maybe could have been sped up a little, that were a little drawn out. And I, one thing that I know some people have a hard time with is constant time jumping. Some people don't like constant time jumping. But overall, I had a good time.
Yeah, I similar thoughts that sometimes it could be confusing as to like where they are, when they are, and you know what's the significance of this and that. You know, things I liked, things I didn't. It is a much lower fantasy kind of story. That there is no witches and warlocks and magic and zombies and none of that stuff.
Is there dragons in this?
Yeah, there are dragons. It's called House of the Dragon, and there are lots of dragons.
Okay.
So, they're really about the only fantasy part.
Yeah. They really are the only fantasy. Like, this is a very low fantasy story. It's mostly the political intrigue of Game of Thrones.
Well, that's one of the best parts
of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I don't know. I just kind of miss a lot of the colorful characters. Hodor and the Peter Dinklage. What is his character? Tyrion Lannister. And, you know, and Ned Stark. Those are big, bombastic, exciting characters. And I think this show doesn't have any of those.
It doesn't have as many relatable characters. In fact, it has a lot of characters you don't like.
Kind of.
I don't think you're supposed to like them, though, but...
Right. Right. No, everybody's bastards. Like, that's... that said, and to Greg's point, yeah, it's like Game of Thrones is back on. Like, it does, it gives me the same feeling as I did watching the first season of Game of Thrones. Like, it's like going back. And that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, can you guys, like, relate this to, you know, what some people are, you know, saying about it, you know, that it's not this or it's not that? Like, can you see, you know, why some people are having a hard time with the show?
Not like I could for Rings of Power. Like, I didn't agree with some people's criticism of Rings of Power, but I at least understood it. I'm not understanding a lot of the hate for House of Dragon. I'm not seeing it. I'm not, other than, again, you know, everyone's a terrible person and there's not really a whole lot of people to like. Maybe that's a problem for some people, is they don't have a character to cling to. Or the time jumping. Some people just can't deal with time jumping.
Okay.
But overall, I'm not seeing what a lot of people are seeing.
There is no really clear good versus evil of this story. That, whereas in Game of Thrones, of course, there are ice zombies, they're just an existential threat. That's a good versus evil story. This doesn't really have that, and it's all shades of gray, and everybody's bad, but everybody has a reason for being bad, and sometimes that can get tiresome.
Okay. All right. I can get on board with that. All right. So the next one that I want to talk about, I kind of have a problem with. I've been putting it up. I don't get it. I don't get Andor. And I don't know if it's because it's a bad show or if because it's not for me. But I think that even some shows that aren't for me, if they're good shows, doesn't matter. I should enjoy it. You know, there are some shows that just transcend a genre, you know? And I'm not saying that everything has to be S rank. You know, I don't think that everything has to be that tier of excellent. But I have a problem with Andor. I do. I have a problem with that show. I've watched the whole thing up to the current episode. There's one episode left. I think there's 9 episodes to the season. And I just, when you have a Star Wars property that has 3 episodes of camping, I have a hard time getting on board with that as a Star Wars property. When you have 3 episodes of, no, Cassian, I'm not going to help you, you're a scumbag. How is that a if it was a Star Wars movie, then that would be like 10 minutes. I think one of the things that I have the most problem with Andor, okay, well, you know what, I'll go back to that, to what I was just thinking. I just feel like it's lazy writing. I do. I think that's the biggest problem that I have with the show, is I feel like it's lazy writing. Instead of first scene of Mandalorian, you set up what is the entire show in one scene. Mandalorian walks into the bar. He tells the guy, I can bring you in warm or I can bring you in cold. You know, he's a merciless mercenary, bounty hunter. But he has compassion. But, like, they say so much in that and is one scene
capable of delivering on these things. That's the other part. He is very capable of doing all these things.
Because what did he do to that one guy that tried to kill him in that scene? He shut the door on him by shooting it with his blaster and cut his head off.
Yeah.
So no,
that show has a hook. That show, I mean, scene one is like, okay, sold. I will watch as many episodes of this as you'll make.
But then you have three episodes of Cassian Andor camping with people up in the hills. Granted, planning a heist. Ocean's 11. They plan the heist for, what, 20 minutes? And then they have the heist. In Andor, they plan the heist for three episodes, and then they have the episode in one. What did they do in Ocean's 11? They planned the heist for like 20, 30 minutes, and then they spent another 20, 30 minutes on the exciting part.
Yeah, I didn't think Andor was bad. I've watched the first three episodes, and I really didn't dislike them. I just was really bored. I don't know. It was boring. It was a boring show.
Yeah.
I actually fell asleep in the third episode, and I had to watch the second half of it over again. I don't know.
I feel the same way. I'm not hating it, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, what just happened? I was looking at my phone because I don't care. I want to care because I like the character. I love things that take place in that time period between episode 3 and 4. I like that time period. We get to see the female. Yeah, what's her name on Mothma? We get to see her. I want to like the show, but I'm really bored. Beginning because I'm still in the first three episodes and I'm bored.
Guess who's
I don't hate it, but I'm not. I'm used to watching a Star Wars property, even a cartoon, and being highly entertained.
Guess who's in this? Guess what Star Wars character is in this?
Oh no, who is it?
Leia.
She's in
Leia's it? In this.
Wait a minute, really?
Leia is in this. And she is an antique store clerk.
What?
I don't understand.
Okay. Well, cameos aside.
It explains why she's there. But she doesn't do anything exciting. In fact, she does some things that are kind of outside of character.
Really? Because even in Obi-Wan, the little girl was still in character. It's
fantastic. She
was amazing.
And you know what? Obi-Wan, let's real talk. Obi-Wan was slow in parts. It was slow in parts. But what's one of the things that it did? It showed a cyberpunk world that you know exists in Star Wars that we've never really gotten to see before. It showed a very, low-class but technologically advanced society in those first few episodes when he was looking for Leia. That was exciting. That was fantastic. That was showing me something that I haven't seen before. In Andor, it shows me a jail that I haven't seen before.
I
didn't need to know that.
Andor was good in theory. The premise sounds like it has a lot of potential. This, smuggler, scoundrel, a Han Solo type of guy.
Don't even go there. Don't even call him a Han Solo type.
I am.
It's fine.
Now the juxtaposition though is with the praise that I see this show getting, I just don't understand what other people see in this. But I hear everywhere from the internet and even, you know, personal friends, people I work with are like, oh my God, Andor is the best show that they have done ever. Like, you thought The Mandalorian was good? This is like twice as good as The Mandalorian. I cannot believe my mind is blown at this freaking show. And I'm really
fell asleep. And what do people say is the great thing about that show when you ask them?
The sets are so amazing. The costumes, the design, the worlds, you know, the backgrounds and stuff. I hear that a lot.
I hear that a lot too. And that's not something, and I don't disagree either. Yeah, I don't disagree. In fact, that's the one thing that I would say is a credit to this show. It's practical effects. It's getting Star Wars back to what it used to be, which is practical effects. But The Mandalorian did that too.
And I just don't understand where people were coming from when they say this is really exciting. They're gripped. They're glued to this, you know, everything's great. I don't get it. I don't see what other people see in this.
And then maybe that's fine. Maybe that's just us. Maybe that's just us. But that maybe the show's not for us. But I just don't see it. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I would like for this to do is for it to be condensed down to a prequel movie. But the thing is it's a prequel to a prequel. Do I really need that? Rogue One, it made sense. I understand why they needed to make that. That's fine. Why did they need to make this show? I just don't understand. There is one cool thing about this. Okay, so I told you that Leia was in it. Guess who else is in it?
Salacious Crumb. Salacious B. Crumb. I hope he's in it.
I don't think he's in it.
Okay.
Saul Guerrera.
I did know that he was supposed to be in it, but I haven't made it far enough.
Forrest Whitaker, Saul Guerrera. Ooh. And it's the best CGI recreation that I've ever seen in a piece of media. Because the late Forrest Whitaker, apparently there's some kind of deal with his estate that they're allowing him to be in the show, that Disney's allowed to use him indefinitely, and that's okay. And they did great with it, and they did the kind of stuff, the kind of mannerisms that made Forrest Whitaker really well known. And I think that his family estate will watch this show and go, yeah, it feels like he's alive again. It feels like he's, you know, around again. And I like that. I can see his family members watching that and going, I really like what they did with him. That's fine. And
man, that's the future, isn't it? We're going to have good actors in movies now.
Did you hear that Bruce Willis is now the first actor to sell his likeness to a deep fake company so that they can actually put him in whatever they want?
Okay.
I mean, Bruce Willis is suffering from Parkinson's, I think it is. He's suffering from some disease, which is he can't do movies anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for him. Good for him.
Future's weird, man.
Yeah, future's weird, man. So,
Greg, what did you think of Andor? Were you similarly? Is it the best Star Wars thing they've made since A New Hope?
I'm still very early into it. I think I need to watch more before I can say, but right now it's slow and boring. It's not so boring that I don't like it. I don't dislike it, but I'm not hooked yet. I'm still going to watch it because I pretty much, if it's Star Wars or Marvel, I'll end up watching it eventually. But
right.
I'm not seeing it yet. I know some people thought it was grittier than most Star Wars.
Agreed.
So maybe that's why some people are liking it, because Star Wars tends to keep it toned down, you know, no blood, no cussing. And I guess they started to break some of those rules. They even cussed in the show, and that was a big deal to some people.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's why some people like it. It's because it's a little grittier. I don't know. I need more time with it to make a final call. But right now, I'm not hooked, and I wanted to be. I wanted it to be like, because I didn't go into it till recently, so I'd heard the good things, and I love things from the time period of the early Empire, early Rebellion, and I wanted to like jump into it and just love it, but it's not happening yet.
Yeah.
I love the setting. I do.
I love the setting and the set pieces. Hats off to the set design. There's something that I talked to you, Alex, about, and I'm going to bring this up here. There's one thing that really is missing from this. John Williams.
John Williams.
Yeah. And I don't even know if he did the score for Mandalorian. I don't think he did. But gosh, the soundtrack for Mandalorian was fantastic. The score was fantastic. It felt like John Williams was there. I got to look that up. I got to look it up and see if John Williams was part of the Mandalorian, or at least set up some of the stuff.
Yeah, man, you know it's the Mandalorian when that theme comes on.
But in that one, whenever the Mandalorian comes on, you know, every character has that, you know, little
audio cue.
Audio cue. Yeah, thank you, Alex. And that his audio cue is so Western. Oh, it's so fantastic.
I know. You know, the other thing I would say I like about Andor is I like seeing the lower level Empire. That, like, usually when we see the Empire, it is, you know, Lord Vader and designing the Death Star and all that stuff. The big evil overlords. But this is about the security gate dudes.
if you like that, it gets better, worse.
Yeah.
there's literally a part. There's literally a part in the story that is a guy looking at Excel spreadsheets. Like, that's his job. And there's a scene
that's kinda hilarious
about that. And I'm like, right. How?
You know, like, but these are the Empire's rent-a-cops. You know?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I can understand why they're showing. I mean, it's just like you said, Alex. They're showing parts of the Empire that, you know, we didn't see before, and that's cool. That's cool. I'm gonna get back to this again. I just think it could be condensed, but in the same respect, some people would say that same thing about Rings of Power. So,
some people.
I feel like I'm watching Andor Extended Edition, and I didn't like the theatrical. So, all right. Moving on. Last topics. Last thing I wanted to talk about And this is another polarizing streaming show, and I don't think that Alex or Greg has watched this yet, right? No? No? Okay.
Nope. No, haven't seen it.
She-Hulk. I was putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. People were saying it was horrible, it was horrible, it was horrible, it was horrible. So I believed them. And then I watched it. And I could not get enough of that show. And there's a reason why. I'm a dad. I'm a dad of a girl. And there are too many. Okay, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story. I showed Bella when she was like 5. The animated Hobbit. And she loved it. It was a proud papa moment. It was a proud papa moment. She loved the animated Hobbit. But when we got done, you know what she said to me? Can you guess?
Did they make any more of these?
Where are all the girls? Think about that movie. There is one girl in that whole movie.
I mean, yes, representation matters for a lot of things. You know, it's important.
Now, think about some of the other, not even superhero, but some of the other heroine movies. I'm not talking about Trainspotting. little joke in there. With female movies with female leads. How many of those was it where the girl overcame the adversity by acting like a boy?
Yeah.
Right. This show does something that I never thought I'd see in the MCU, because the MCU is mostly a boys' club. This show shows a girl overcoming her adversity by being a girl, being a strong-willed female woman. You laugh, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. When I say female woman, instead of a girl acting like, overcoming because she's acting like a boy. She's overcoming because she's being a strong-willed woman. And that's the kind of thing that I want Bella to be able to look to. Not only that. But Bella's also big into CrossFit right now. She's a CrossFitter. She can deadlift. I think it was 180 pounds now.
Bella can?
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Geez. Yeah, she's creeping up. She's creeping up on all I could do was bench press. And she hasn't focused specifically on bench pressing. But I am fully confident that at one point she will surpass my bench press ceiling. So
yeah, that's a good bet.
So one of the things that that people actually kind of had a hard time with was the fact that she just got her Hulk powers and she was being a better Hulk than Hulk. But they actually explain it in the show and in the comics. And that's the thing that I don't feel like a lot of people really, really get. She says in the show, "I've been dealing with anger my whole life. because that's what it's part of being a woman is dealing with emotional levels going up and down and everything. And if you don't manage that, then you're a bitch. I don't know if she used those words exactly in the show, but that's my point. But that's my point. They're bringing this to an actual level that I never thought the MCU would do. They're actually trying to portray another side that hasn't even been touched on. Another thing that was really cool is towards the end, it actually called out the Marvel formula, makes fun of it, which is hero faces villain with the same power set, CGI fight. It makes fun of it. And the way they did it was fantastic. Like, it's almost worth just watching the show just for that last episode to see it make fun of the Marvel formula. Also, little spoiler, but not that much. This is the first official MCU mention of X-Men.
Yay.
Oh.
And they didn't do it in the way that you think. I wouldn't even suggest that every boy watch this, because you know how sometimes we talk about that it's not for us. I don't think I would get this show if I wasn't a dad to a daughter. You know, not as well as I did. At least let's say that, not as well as I did. But I think that every young girl should probably watch this. Every mom should watch this. You know, this is a good show. This is a good show. I mean, from the opinion of a dad. I mean, because maybe a girl will watch this and be like, oh, this is crap. You know, they're not doing it right. But from my opinion, I think they did a good job. They're at least trying. Let's say that. They're trying. I've heard from a lot of people saying that this show was hot garbage, and to that I might say that this show wasn't for you. Now, getting back to what we were talking about before, though, about streaming shows, they could have condensed this down to a movie. They could have condensed this down to one thing. However, there was a lot of episodes, you might even want to call them fluff episodes, but they were several episodes that could have been cut, but I'm glad they didn't. So, yeah, it's whatever. It's whatever. And I think that's the cap of this entire episode, is maybe not everything should be turned into a show. There are certain things that should be turned into movies and left there. I mean, I loved the Batman. I liked it a lot. And I'm talking about the Batman movie that just came out, Robert Pattinson. I liked that a lot. But they're also making a show about the GCPD in the Penguin and everything. And I don't know if it needs to be made. I mean, maybe it's going to be great. Maybe it's going to be fantastic. But I think that these streaming companies need to take a better look at if it actually needs to be a show or if it needs to be a movie. But the problem is that in our current media generation right now, if you make a show that keeps people hooked on the streaming platform, they're gonna stay subscribed. And I think that's where we are right now. Movies are not making as much money.
It's also why we've went from the old formula, which Netflix still does, of just dump the whole show at one time, to let's do it once a week, because now you have to subscribe for 2.5 months to watch the whole show.
And I don't necessarily hate that, but I don't always love it either.
I hate it either. No.
I mean, I didn't mind it with Mandalorian when they did that with Mandalorian, because it was like, oh, okay, I know what I'm doing on a Friday. That the new Mandalorian comes out, me, Cassie, and Bella are going to sit down and we're going to watch the new Mandalorian over pizza. You know? It's not... I didn't hate that. But not every show needs to do that. So no. There's some new shows that come out that I'd like to binge.
I agree.
Based on my recommendation, what do you guys think about She-Hulk and really anything? All of what we were talking about.
I plan to watch it. My biggest thing with it is I haven't been listening to criticism because I knew some of it was just going to be ridiculous. Some of it would just be because it was a female hero that right there just automatically makes some people not like it, which is ridiculous. But I knew I was going to watch it, but I haven't yet because nothing I've seen on it or nothing that they showed in the previews really reeled me in. It didn't catch my attention, but I will watch it.
It's not really just something I'm interested in. I think that's it. And it's not a female lawyer thing or anything like that.
It doesn't have to be. I mean,
number one, I kind of don't like the Hulk. Like the Bruce Banner. I've never really liked him as a character. I don't know. I kind of think he's boring.
There is one thing that she does quite a bit that I think you might dig, though. She breaks the fourth wall all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be funny.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny when she does it.
I don't know. I'm watching other stuff.
And you know what? That's another point. That's another thing that I think we need to consider. There's just so much going on right now. There's so many new shows that... How do you keep up with them?
You don't keep up with it. That's the whole problem. I still haven't watched Stranger Things because I'm so far behind, because I didn't even have Netflix turned on when it came out, because there's just too much at one time, and I don't keep all the streaming services on at one time.
I only watched one season of Stranger Things. One season. I loved it.
Greg, have you seen the first season? Sorry, I think I caught you the wrong time there. Have you not seen the first season of Stranger Things, Greg?
Well, I've seen the first. I haven't seen the newest.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I've seen the first one.
Newest season's pretty cool.
That's what everybody says.
It kind of brings it back. I think 2 and 3 were, it's more, which is all I wanted, but...
Well, when you turn Netflix back on, there's two things you need to watch. I mean, yeah, sure, Stranger Things, but there's two other shows that you should watch that blows everything out of the water. Arcane.
Okay. I need to watch that, yes.
Yeah.
And Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Yeah. I need to watch that, and I haven't even seen the newest Witcher yet either, so that's on the list.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what? The first season was okay. The first season of Witcher was okay, but the second season, fire. Fantastic.
Is it really good?
Oh, it's... Were you a fan of the books?
I don't read the book.
No. Did you play the game?
I don't like the games.
Just watch it anyway. Watch it anyway. Watch it anyway.
I liked the first season. Yeah. I liked the first season, but I haven't seen the second.
Yeah.
No, I've tried getting into the games. I might give the third one a try again.
Well, the third one's about to get a next-gen update, so try it then.
Yeah, it's probably going to be nice when it's in the new Unreal Engine.
Well, yeah, they just announced that they're going to release the first one. Or they're gonna remake the first one in the Unreal Engine 5.
That'll be something impressive.
Yeah, because the first one sucked.
This whole conversation proves Greg's point earlier on. There's too many things. You can't keep up on it. And then Luke drops four shows on you.
There is too many things. I'm really starting to realize just how many too many things there are. Like, I've decided I actually need to start downsizing some of my gaming hardware because I don't have time for a PC, three consoles, and a VR headset.
Speaking of VR, are you going to buy the new Meta?
I'm thinking about getting rid of the one I have. So I love it, but I don't. It is the thing that's probably the least played because I don't have it. I have to rearrange the house to be able to use it.
Okay, let's use this. Let's just use this as a segue. Let's cap this streaming segment. I think we talked about everything we needed to. Let's go ahead and do geek outs. Let's do, because we're kind of getting there anyway.
Yeah.
So, Greg, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I have to go first. Gee.
Okay, I'll go. Since
you go. Okay. Go first. I gotta think of what that right there. The boo bucket.
No, well, yeah. That. I never got one when I was growing up. So.
No.
And my wife heard that I had never gotten one when I was growing up, so she went to McDonald's and got me that. She's like, "There you go, sweetie."
That's a good wife.
Yeah, she's the best. She's really the best. No, the thing next to it, the PSVR. Oh. I love it. But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. The actual geek out. I didn't like it when I first played it, but I gave it a second chance because somebody said how great it was. I wasn't playing it right. Walking Dead Saints and Sinners. That game is fantastic. It's fantastic. It is so immersive. Now, the thing that I wasn't doing before, so in the environment, you find like kitchen knives and screwdrivers and stuff. And if you go to try to kill a zombie with that, you get like two stabs out of it and then it's done. You're actually meant to go back to your base with that stuff, break it down in the recycling bin. I didn't really realize that. You break it down in the recycling bin that gives you the materials that you go out to your crafting bench and craft a shiv. That shiv is much more powerful and doesn't break as easy. However, if you use the shiv and go down through the zombie's skull, it actually breaks easier. You'll maybe get like 5 or 6 hits out of it. But if you go through their eye socket, where it's squishier, it doesn't break as easy. You can get like 20 or 30 out of it. That all being said, the game is extremely immersive. I really, really like it. I've gone through almost the whole game, and that's my geek out. I'm loving my PSVR, and I'm loving Saints and Sinners, and I'm hoping that the PSVR 2 isn't like $900.
Yeah, I've thought of that when that comes out, because the problem I'm having with the Quest, one of the things I like about the Quest is there was a lot of moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem I'm having, is I don't have the room.
And then that's the thing that I like about the PSVR. They specifically craft their games so that you can do it standing in the same position the whole time, and also that you can play almost all of the games sitting down. Some of them you can't. Yeah. Obviously, Gorn and Super Hot, you've got to be at least standing. But, like, Saints and Sinners, I have not moved. I have a specific spot in my room where I can completely wave my arms around and I won't hit anything. Except my Johnny Bravo, for whatever reason, my little Johnny Bravo figurine, I've knocked it down like so many times, it's not even funny. But he's, you know, he's durable. I definitely I like it. I'm waiting for Darth Vader Immortal to go on sale before I get that. So,
such a good game.
That,
it is.
I know. You've said that.
It is.
So anyway, I'm done with mine. Somebody else go.
I finally got around to watching Loki. Partly at Luke's urging, you know, his insistence. But yeah, it was a show that I kind of slept on. I was watching other things at the time.
Because there's too many shows.
So, you know, and I never got around to Loki. I'm getting around to Loki. And, oh, man. Like, I've never been really into the Marvel or DC superhero TV shows. I like the movies. And I've tried to watch some of the shows, and most of them bore me. This one... Oh man, it's
it gets better. It gets better.
It's movie quality. I've only got two episodes left, so you know. this is like back to back just MCU movies,
right?
You know, Tom Hiddleston is and Owen Wilson. Yeah. I didn't know that Owen Wilson was in this.
You know, they just announced that there's going to be a second season of Loki.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And the lady Loki, mm-hmm. I don't know the actress's name.
But she's good.
But yeah.
She's doing a good job. She did a good job portraying a female Loki. Like, that's a difficult knife's edge to walk. But she
without
did it.
Just imitating Tom Hiddleston.
Right.
She doesn't do that.
She tried to make a female Loki, and I think she did it.
And, you know, you'll have to watch the show if you haven't, but this, you know, she's not Loki. She's something other than Loki, but it's complicated. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff. You know, alternate universe stuff. And, you know, Loki is a shape changer anyway. He can look however he wants. But yeah, yeah, Loki is really exciting. It's a mystery show. It's a mystery show. And I like mystery show. I like mystery shows when they're framed as something else. Like just a straight up mystery novel. I don't go for that. But a superhero mystery story. Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. And that's what I like about it. So, yeah, two thumbs up, Loki.
There was parts of that show that reminded me of... Did you ever play XCOM Declassified?
No.
That's a good game. It's a good... Really? That was a very... It wasn't critically acclaimed when it came out, but it kind of became a cult classic. Hmm. I would suggest playing that one mm-hmm. now that the controversy is out of it.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Try that one. It's a good game, but there were parts of XCOM Declassified that the Loki show reminded me of. So anyway,
Loki, Greg.
I honestly don't know. I'm playing so many games at the moment and watching so many TV shows at the moment. I'm trying to narrow it down.
I mean, I've been seeing some pictures on your feed of some fantastic shots of West Virginia over the last couple months.
I did have a really good trip. Maybe that's what I could geek out about.
That's a good geek out.
Yeah.
I started, I was in, I think it was 12 or 13 counties in one day. Wow. I started in Barber. Yeah, started in Barber, went to Randolph, had breakfast, went down through Pocahontas County, went, stopped at Lewisburg, went around Lewisburg, got some good pictures of Carnegie Hall. In fact, Greenbrier Tourism wanted to use it. I just gave them permission to use it. Went from there, went down into Summers, went to Hinton, went into Raleigh County, went to Sandstone Falls. Sandstone Falls is really, really fantastic. I highly recommend it, especially in the fall. I plan on going back. Backtracked through Hinton, went up the mountain, got on the freeway, then went back in through Beckley, then up through Fayetteville, Summersville, to Flatwoods, then back through Braxton, Gilmer to Lewis to Weston, and then went through Upshur to go back to Barber.
So are all of the pictures that I've been seeing, like on your feed, are they all from one trip?
No, the most recent ones are from either around the house or around work. Most of the trip ones haven't been uploaded. The trip ones would have been uploaded about a week ago.
Oh, okay.
I uploaded a few of the falls, and I uploaded one of Carnegie Hall. Most of the pictures are sitting on my Canon Rebel still. They haven't been edited.
I didn't know you were using a Rebel. That makes sense why some of your shots are so good.
Yeah, the ones that are uploaded at the moment were all taken on the phone, which I do tend to buy the high-end phone just to have the really nice camera. But the Rebel pictures haven't been edited and uploaded yet.
That's all. You know what? Sometimes when I have these conversations, you know, it's like, we live in West Virginia, and I don't go out and experience it enough. I'm glad somebody is.
There's quite a lot to see in such a little state.
Yeah, right.
There really is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, usually the most that I have is driving 20 minutes away and going seeing Valley Falls, or, you know, in the summer going down to Audra. One of these days, I want to make it down to Helvetia.
Helvetia is fantastic, but you need to go either at Fasnacht or the fair if you want a good experience.
Okay.
And bring cash so you can eat at the restaurant, because the restaurant is just restaurant's so good.
At the Hute?
Yeah, the Hute is really good.
Okay. I didn't know that they didn't take a card. So yeah, I'll make sure to bring cash. I mean, I guess out in the middle of nowhere, they don't take anything other than cash, so.
The general store will take a card, but the general store is kind of a bigger operation, and they sell local honey and jam and fees and butter.
From the Honey House?
Yeah, it's from the Honey House. They sell it at the general store, though. The Honey House is never open. But the restaurant is cash only.
Now, when is the museum open? Didn't you say it was like only open on the weekdays or something like that?
The masks are in the general store.
Mm-hmm.
It doubles as the museum. Everything else is closed most of the time unless there's an event going on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Wild and wonderful West Virginia.
Wild and wonderful West Virginia. Oh,
but if you go to Helvetia, you should make plans to go to the Wildlife Center while you're down there.
Okay. To our non-West Virginian listeners, Greg had mentioned that he went down through 13 counties. So, like, Maine only has 16 counties. A lot of states only have, you know, so many counties. Like, Delaware only has 3. We have 55.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why we have 55 is because we've got so many mountains here that we can't, a municipality cannot manage West Virginia unless it's segmented the way it's segmented. My gosh. Oh, so many rivers and mountains and hills and valleys and, oh my gosh. Yeah, it's all over the place. So, Anyway, we are nearing an hour. In fact, I think we passed an hour. So I think we're going to finish this up. Anything else, guys? You want to put a cap on any of this? Any final words for our viewers? No? Okay. All right. That's what I like to hear.
Can we sing Country Roads?
No.
Well, I'm going to after this is over.
Well, I will say that at the end of this show, I will take you home to those country roads, to the place.
Oh my God!
Where you belong.
This is a spoken word version of Country Roads. This is my fault. I'm sorry.
West Virginia. Mountain Mama. Country Roads. Take me home.
All right.
And on that note, this has been RGCWV, Random Geek Culture in West Virginia. I am your host, Luke Hersey, and with me tonight was Alex McLean and Greg Phillips. And we were talking about streaming shows and what the drawbacks are, some of the polarizing effects of it, and maybe studios should take a better look at if they should actually do a streaming show, but we also understand why they're doing it. They're trying to make money, which is the exact reason why movies became a thing. So, put up or shut up, I guess? I mean, yeah. So anyway, if you like this, like, subscribe, or do the things. Comment. Tell me how much of a jerk I am. 'Cause the algorithm loves interaction as much as you hate me. also, if you want to hear more of this, you can go back and listen to more of the podcast episodes and stuff. Send me a text message to 304-566-9777. Or you can send me an email. The links are all in the places. You can go to Linktree, and that'll direct you to all the other places and all the other places. And we enjoy you guys listening to this. We really like putting these on, and we really like you guys giving us feedback. So tell us how we're doing. Welcome to the end. Okay. All right. All right.